All right. Did Sleepy Joe cross Putin's red line? That's what we're going to talk about on today's Prophecy Viewpoint. Also, Finland is already preparing for a worst case scenario. We got all this and more. So let's get after it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, guys? It is Monday, November the 18th. This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Of course, I'm your host, founder and voice of End Time Headlines, Ricky Scapero. We want to welcome you to today's program. Listen, if you're new, first time joining us, you stumble across our program, we'd love to hear from you in the comments section or the chat. Rumble, wherever you may be watching from, let us know where you guys are joining us from, and let us know that you are new. Of course, we want to welcome all of our podcast audience, you guys on Apple and Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts. Again, we welcome you to the program as well. Guys, before we get started, again, help us out. Hit that like button. This is going to push our material out there, our videos out on Rumble and YouTube and these social media platforms. Also, if you want to keep up with this on Rumble and YouTube, hit that bell notification, hit that subscribe button, and then take it a step further. Pick up our free app today. You can pick yours up depending on your device, Apple, Android, whatever it is. Go to your Play Store, type in End Time Headlines. You're going to see our official ETH logo like you see right there on your screen. Download it today. And of course, once you do that, hit yes to push notifications. And you're going to get every prophecy viewpoint like this. You're going to get every headline, breaking news. Everything's going to be right at your fingertips. And again, it's available on both tablets and smartphones. So guys, it has been nearly 24 hours since the news broke, wherein which Sleepy Joe Biden has announced that he is now going to allow long-range missiles supplied from Washington, supplied from the United States of America, to be given to Zelensky to use against Russia in Ukraine. We're going to do a quick video to recap this, and then we're going to give you the response. Putin has given a ominous, chilling warning in response to this. So let's get to this video. We're going to watch this first. Again, get you up to date on what we're even talking about. Maybe if you were out yesterday, you didn't get on social media or you didn't watch anything yesterday or television, maybe you weren't aware of this, but let's give you a recap of what happened.
Joining us now for more is retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Colonel McGinnis, thank you for joining us. And so how does allowing Ukraine to strike Russia with U.S. supplied weapons change the Ukraine-Russia war?
Well, Arthel is probably going to enrage Putin, which, of course, is problematic. Keep in mind, the intelligence community, according to the New York Times, recently said that Ukraine is losing the war. Now, we know that Zelensky, as you just reported, has come to the United States weeks ago with a victory plan. And allegedly, when he met with President Biden, he made it very clear that using ATACMS and other long-range missiles, such as what the French and the UK just released, will be helpful. Now, unfortunately, it's a possibility that this could likely broaden the war. Now, keep in mind, the Chinese...
Whoa, hold on. Did you hear what he said here? And again, this is a retired U.S. Army lieutenant colonel making a statement saying that these recent actions by Joe Biden and this current administration by supplying Zelensky and Ukraine with long-range missiles supplied from the United States of America will broaden this war.
Are allegedly providing lethal aid now to Russia. The Iranians have, and of course, as you just reported, the North Koreans have sent upward to 10,000 troops to Russia, allegedly that are going to be in the eastern provinces helping in the fight against Kursk. So you have a host of issues here. Allowing them to use HIMARS ATACMS that can reach 188 miles inside of Russia could be incredibly problematic.
Well, also, here's another question. Is there enough time for Ukraine to take advantage of these long-range missiles in the next 64 days, enough to put Russia and the North Koreans on their heels?
Unlikely. ATACMS are not going to make a major difference, quite frankly. What it will do is put Mr. Trump, as he assumes the presidency, in a much worse situation because the Russians, like I said, will be, have been enraged. And so you have a series of things that have happened, Arthel. Mr. Biden, in fact, thought that the war in Ukraine was going to bolster our industrial base. It didn't. And he also was hoping that it would degrade the Russian military. Unfortunately, what Vladimir Putin has done is upgrade his industrial base to produce more munitions. And he is, just increasing his selective service to bring more people into the ranks, to include, of course, the North Koreans. So you have the makings of a much broader war. So we need to be incredibly careful here.
Wow. Again, heavy statement from this retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel. We need to be very careful. We have all the makings of a much broader regional war. How dare I say World War III could be on the brink here.
About allowing Zelensky's so-called victory plan to go forward in a way that could just rob us all of our future freedoms.
Well, okay. You said that it Putin's reaction has already been to increase his forces. Well, he's taking North Korean forces, so he's not that impressive. So his military is wounded by the smaller, mightier Ukraine. That said, listen, as we said, in 64 days, Trump will be the U.S. president. How do you think Trump's military advisors will guide him?
Well, it's going to take a while to bring them aboard. Clearly, Waltz and, perhaps Pete Hegseth and others will be able to advise him to go slow. Mr. Trump's already made it clear, Arthel, that he wants to get out of this war, wants Ukraine to have peace in the future. And I think that the statements over the weekend by Vladimir Putin suggesting that, he's ready to talk in a matter of speaking. And Zelensky has said as much as well. What we don't need to do at this late hour in the Biden administration is exacerbate a pretty bad situation that perhaps has a chance of resolving itself in a peaceful way in the near future. I think all of us want peace. What we don't want, obviously, right, is total occupation of Ukraine by the Russians and more killing. And that's unfortunately what's happening.
So it sounds like, in no uncertain terms, this, again, this Army Lieutenant Colonel, this former U.S. Army, retired, should I say, is in favor of Washington, howbeit the United States, whatever administration is in the office, whether it be this current one or the Trump administration. It sounds like he's in favor of continuing to give a blank check to Zelensky, continuing to do whatever it takes, whether it be supplying weapons, defenses, or whatnot, in order to, quote, prevent Putin from completely swallowing up Europe and taking over Ukraine and then advancing forces to other regions across Europe. So, interesting.
But is there any way to look at it from this other perspective, which is, sure, it's going to poke the bear. It's going to make Putin more angry and angrier and more fierce as he can be. But what's the other side of this? Because this agreement that could happen in the next 64 days or so means that Ukraine has to once again give up territory to Russia. So, how is that a great move?
This is a bad situation for all involved. I do believe, with the Russian parliament having already accepted the four provinces of eastern Ukraine as part of its kingdom, and what Vladimir Putin has made very clear is he's not going to give away anything. And in fact, over the last few weeks, he's redefined his own nuclear doctrine in such a way that he says very explicitly that a joint attack by a non-nuclear state such as Ukraine, backed by a nuclear state such as the United States, will in fact allow him, if he so decides, to use tactical nuclear weapons.
He's not going to do that.
Wow. Guys, we got to rewind this. Listen to what this man says right here.
Nuclear states, such as the United States, redefined his own nuclear doctrine in such a way that he says very explicitly that a joint attack by a non-nuclear state, such as Ukraine, backed by a nuclear state, such as the United States, will in fact allow him, if he so decides, to use tactical
nuclear
weapons.
He's not
going
to do that.
And listen to the response from this reporter, this journalist at Fox News. Well, he's not going to do that. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. This is what concerns me, is that the majority of these pundits, leaders, even people in these, again, prominent positions, they're consistently pretty much saying that Putin is bluffing, that he's blowing a bunch of hot air, that he would never do that. He would never resort to that. That's not going to happen. He's not capable of doing that. And honestly, guys, this concerns me on many levels. I mean, where do you want to go with this? Practically speaking, to say that Russia doesn't have the capability to do this is just ridiculous and ignorant. They are a major nuclear threat, number one. Number two, being that we're speaking to the body of Christ, and this is a Christian program, wherein which, howbeit that the predominant recipients on the other end of this, either watching by video or by listening by podcast, are born-again believers, many in which believe that the Lord speaks through dreams and visions. And we all know that there has been an entire plethora of dreams and visions given by many people in the body of Christ. And this has been going on for decades. There is people, guys, out there that has seen the destruction of America by the hands of a nuclear attack carried out by the Soviet Union, howbeit Russia, whatever the case may be. There is others that have seen a coalition that has formed with Russia and other nations such as China, forming a real Red Dawn scenario, invading America. So when you see this and you know this, it's hard to kind of just shove it off. It's shrug it off and blow it off. And I'm sorry, but this is not like water off a duck's back when you know this stuff. But interesting. Let's get back to the video. I want to hear the rest to see what they say here.
I don't think he's going to do that.
You know that, Colonel. He's not going to.
But Arthel, he's been boasting about that for years. I understand that. But they had exercises here recently in Belarus with those same tactical nuclear weapons. He also has had exercises in the northeast or the northwest part of his country talking about these things. Putin is a rational player, but at the same time, Putin is very hegemonic about not allowing NATO's encroachment into Ukraine and further east. And as a result, I do believe that Putin will draw a line there. And unfortunately, you know, we've been playing around with the idea of allowing NATO membership to come to Ukraine. And that, I think, is a red line which might exacerbate the current problem.
Again, now, who are you going to listen to? This Fox News journalist who has no military experience whatsoever. And then you have a retired U.S. Army lieutenant colonel saying and warning that through these actions that we're continuing to cross these red lines and poking the bear. So I'm just saying here.
Well, this is definitely a new wrinkle, a big wrinkle, a conundrum, if you will, for sure. So let me ask you, with all of this now at play, could this move prompt President-elect Trump to reconsider some of his cabinet picks, like Defense Secretary, Secretary of State, Homeland Security, DNI? I don't know. I'm just asking you, sir.
Quite possibly, only because you need people with deep European experience, people that understand the Ukrainian culture, that understand the Polish culture. You know, those nations, you know, are in a very tenuous situation, Arthel, as are the Baltics, as are the Nordic countries. They're ramping up for war. They believe that's inevitable. And so we need people that are advising the president that have firsthand knowledge about what is going on in that eastern area and really trying to get in the head of Vladimir Putin, which is incredibly difficult, much less in President Xi's head, who I would argue is sort of manipulating some of what's going on with Russia. After all, if he's willing to provide lethal aid and buy up all the extra energy that Putin is willing to sell, then he's fully supporting what he's doing. And that sends a very bad message. And no wonder the Europeans are nervous in the service.
It's a lot to keep an eye out on.
All right, this is a report from ABC News here. Quote, Russia would consider the White House's authorization for Ukraine to use U.S.-made longer-range weapons with Russia to be a qualitatively new round of tensions. Interesting. Between Moscow and Washington, this was according to a Kremlin spokesperson on Monday. Quote, allowing Kyiv to strike deep inside Russia with U.S. long-range missiles, if such permissions has actually been given, will mark a qualitatively new round of tensions and level of Washington's involvement in Ukraine's conflict. Again, this is from a Kremlin spokesperson during a briefing. All right, we got a fresh update on this as well. So let's go here.
To overseas now, we go to the latest on the war in Ukraine and President Biden's decision to allow Ukraine to strike Russia with long-range U.S. missiles. Our chief foreign correspondent, Ian Pannell, is on the scene for us there in Ukraine. Good morning to you, Ian.
Yeah, good morning, Robin. I think this is an important decision. I mean, Ukraine believes it can stop repeated attacks on its cities if it can fire deeper into Russia. But skeptics are worrying that this is a red line being crossed and what Moscow's response is going to be.
This morning, President Biden authorizing Ukraine to use long-range missiles against Russia for the very first time.
It will allow them to hit deep behind Russian lines, to hit supply caches, to hit troop buildup areas.
The weapons have a range of nearly 200 miles. The missiles Ukraine currently has travel only around 70 miles.
We want to make sure that Ukraine is in the best position to protect its interest.
U.S. officials saying a major factor in the shift in policy, the arrival of 10,000 North Korean troops in Russia, many expected to fight alongside the Russians to regain land in the Kursk region. President Zelensky saying the missiles will speak for themselves, without a doubt. This as Russia launched one of its largest attacks against Ukraine this year, unleashing more than 200 drones and missiles across the country Sunday. Video circulating online showing the exact moment missiles landed in Rivne. The Russian assault targeting energy infrastructure, causing blackouts in several regions and killing at least 7 civilians. And overnight, a devastating Russian missile attack striking an apartment building in Sumy, killing 11 and injuring nearly 90 children among the dead and wounded. Russia deliberately targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure as the winter months set in. In Odessa, where water supplies have been shut off, long lines forming in the bitter cold for emergency supplies, carrying home what they can on foot.
Well, the Kremlin responding just now, saying the U.S. is adding fuel to the fire and escalating tensions. Putin already warning that this would mean the U.S. and others would be directly involved in the war. But it seems likely that these missiles may only be used in the border region just for now.
All right, again, Russia is warning Biden that long-range missile approval will escalate Ukraine war. Now, I want to scroll down here. I want to show you this statement. Quote, this is a very big step towards the beginning of a third world war. Again, this was according to the first deputy chairman of the Russian's upper house's International Affairs Committee on Sunday, adding that Moscow's response will, quote, be immediate. Let me repeat that one more time. Again, the first deputy chairman of the Russian's upper house's International Affairs Committee, when the news broke of Biden's agreement to supplying long-range weapons to Ukraine to attack Russia with, he made a statement saying that, quote, this is a very big step towards the beginning of the Third World War. And again, Putin had warned back earlier in September that Western countries, he warned against any Western countries against any such of a move, stating it would be tantamount to NATO's direct participation in the war. All right, meanwhile, you have North Korean Kim Jong-un is calling for expanding his nuclear forces in the face of alleged U.S. threats. According to reports from the Associated Press, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un renewed his call for a limitless expansion of his military nuclear program to counter U.S.-led threats and comments reported Monday that were his first direct criticism towards Washington since Trump's win in the U.S. presidential election. At a conference with his army officials on Friday, Kim condemned the U.S. for updating its, quote, nuclear deterrence strategies with South Korea and solidifying three-way military cooperation involving Japan, which he portrayed as an Asian NATO that was escalating tensions and instability in the region. Kim Jong-un also criticized the U.S. over its support of Ukraine against a prolonged Russian invasion. He insisted that Washington and its Western allies were using Ukraine as their shock troops to wage a war against Moscow and expand the scope of U.S. military influence. This is the North official Korean Central News Agency stated. Kim has prioritized his country's ties to Russia. There you go. In recent months, embracing the idea of a new Cold War and displaying a united front in Russian President Vladimir Putin's broader conflicts with the West. And again, guys, in case you didn't know this, Kim Jong-un signed a military pact with Russia recently with Vladimir Putin. He has used Russia's war on Ukraine as a distraction to accelerate the development of his nuclear armed military, which now has various nuclear capable systems targeting South Korea and intercontinental ballistic missiles that can potentially reach the U.S. mainland. So think about this. While all eyes are on Russia and Ukraine with the developments taking there, meanwhile, Kim Jong-un has accelerated the development of his nuclear armed military that, according to reports, now has various nuclear-capable systems capable of targeting South Korea and intercontinental ballistic missiles that can potentially reach the U.S. mainland. Kim has yet to directly acknowledge that he has been providing military equipment and troops to Russia to support its war in Ukraine, and the KCNA's report did not mention whether Kim made any comments towards Trump, whose election win has yet to be reported in the North States media. All right. Meanwhile, Finland has unveiled its preparedness website for citizens in, quote, case of a crisis. The report indicates from Bloomberg that Finland is stepping up preparedness with a new website aimed at ensuring citizens are ready in case of a crisis or conflict. The site launched by the Ministry on Monday is intended to get people thinking about what they would do in emergency situations that would have a broad impact on society. It pulls together instructions from a variety of authorities. Preparedness is a civic skill in the current global situation. This is according to Director General for Rescue Services at the ministry that said in a statement, quote, knowing what to do in case of an incident has a good foundation for society's resilience. Now, the scenarios include long power cuts, water outages, interruptions in telecommunications, extreme weather events, major accidents, as well as, quote, longer-term crises such as a pandemic or military conflict. The guide also contains details on hybrid warfare and information influence activities. Finland has organized preparedness work since the 1950s and has had for a long time advised citizens to, quote, hold 72 hours worth of food, water, and medications and cash in case of a crisis. All right, guys. So in our closing statements here, again, none of this should take us off and take us by surprise. We should not be caught off guard by this. Again, if you know the Bible, Jesus warned in Matthew 24, all three synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, he warns about there will be wars and rumors of wars. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And then in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24, he says, see that you're not troubled, for all these things must take place and the end is not yet. So we're not talking about the end of the world here of itself, but we're talking about birth pangs intensifying and increasing. And these things, these conflicts, again, and I'll just quote what this general said, The concern is this is going to continue to escalate into a larger regional conflict, again, as many fear World War III. So again, we'd love to hear your comments. What are your thoughts on this? Let us know in the comments section below, in the chat below. Again, guys, we wanted to give you a quick update on this. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the next few days, especially when Ukraine actually carries out strikes using these long-range weapons, because that's going to be the game changer. So it's going to be all eyes are on Putin to see how he will respond to this. If the red line was crossed, we're going to find out soon enough. And again, guys, we want to let you know that we do have prayer tonight. It is Monday. So that means tonight, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on YouTube. Again, this is exclusively on YouTube only, not on Facebook or any other social media platform. It's right here on YouTube. We do it here so we can get everybody together in one unified place, in one unified location, coming to agreement in prayer and intercession for our nation, for one another, for our needs, and our petition. So again, if you've not yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, I want to make sure that you know that if you don't, you're going to miss out on these things. So be sure if you're listening by any other social media platform out there watching this program, you need to come over here to our YouTube channel and subscribe so you can be a part of our Monday night prayer meetings. And then all of our updates, all of our podcasts are archived right here on YouTube as well. So you don't want to miss that. And again, we do want to emphasize, get our app, download it today, hit yes to push notifications, and that's going to assure you as well, because we will put all that out there on our app as well. So guys, we're going to sign off for this 2 p.m. Eastern update. And again, we plan on being right back here tonight, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. So again, as always, we appreciate your generous support of our ministry. If you are not a partner and you'd like to pray about becoming a monthly partner, there's two different ways you can do that. You can give electronically, again, through the app, through the website, right there on YouTube in the chat at the top. It's linked where it says support. You can click there. Or you can give by check or money order right there on your screen at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So as always, guys, we appreciate you taking the time in the afternoons to hop onto these broadcasts, these quick updates. And we do greatly appreciate your support. Again, make sure you hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification so that you can see us on the next one. So guys, God bless you. We'll see you tonight for prayer, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.